At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on today on a Monday in Creighton, Bill?
He got an incredible deal. He got a bit of information over the World Wide Web, and he got himself a couple semi-delivered. It's TV Meal Monday. TV Meal Monday. So the old-school TV dinners. Oh, he got the Swansons.
No, he didn't.
He got the Swanson TV dinners, and they're in foil. Oh. They're in foil.
So he's bringing the foil.
He's bringing the so everything's in an oven. There's no microwave. These aren't microwavable. Jake, when we grew up, they were not microwavable.
No.
We did ours in the oven. Okay. It took about an hour. And you had to peel back. You had to peel back the cobbler. Remember the cobbler? You had to peel it back.
Remember the cobbler?
Oh, and Jake,
Salisbury steak.
Yeah,
come on.
It was in a foil container, and you covered. It was covered in foil, and you'd have to tear back certain parts. The cobbler or the apple crisp.
Yeah.
Had to get torn back, and it took a solid hour in the oven. It would have to cook forever. Remember the turkey? I mean, the turkey and stuffing.
Turkey was pretty good.
Salisbury steak was great.
I was all about the Salisbury steak, and it had good gravy.
Yes, and it was Swanson's.
Mm-hmm.
Swanson's TV dinner.
He's doing that.
He's doing, and the vegetables were always mixed.
Yeah,
it was always mixed vegetables. It wasn't. It was always mixed.
There's corn sometimes.
Corn was in it. It was mixed. It was corn and beans. It was a mixed vegetable.
I think you're right.
And he's got
lima beans.
He's got a whole semi full, so he's already got 8 ovens in there, and they're going right now.
Hot in there today.
Because you got to be prepared. These things. I mean, you got to be ready to go. When you popped them in, though, it was like mom had put it in. Like, just come back in an hour.
See, here's what the deal was with our house, Bill. I remember it vividly. My mom was a nurse. When my dad had us on the weekends, it was always, always TV dinners.
TV dinners.
Yeah.
Remember
it was
then,
good. I was good.
Remember
was
then when Swanson went with the Hungry Man's?
Yeah.
The bonus chicken or the bonus piece, a little bit bigger, a little bit more to it?
Yeah.
I can still see what Swanson, it was kind of a teal covered, I can still see the box.
100.
I can see the box.
Oh. I wasn't big on that. I'm just going to tell you, Bill, and this is what I would tell Shindy. I just want the Salisbury steak.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick your favorite.
Yeah.
Pick your favorite. I like the turkey and stuffing that came with mashed potatoes and mixed vegetables. That was my choice.
The turkey was, I couldn't tell if it was turkey or chicken.
Yeah, it was turkey, but it was mystery meat sometimes.
Yeah. Mystery.
Yeah. There's some stuff right there. Anything from the text line,
Jay?
Yeah.
Sanderson says if you got the fried chicken, it would take about 1.5 hours.
It took forever.
I don't remember.
The fried chicken took forever.
Sandy, I don't remember it.
Yeah. It was heavily.
How would you flatten the fried chicken?
It was heavily coated, too.
How would you flatten it?
What do you mean flatten it?
Well, it had to be flattened in a TV dinner.
It was in there. I'm just telling you, it was in there.
Ellis in Illinois says the temperature of the apple cobbler was always about 500 degrees.
Oh, it was a volcano.
If you bit you had a guarantee mouth scalding.
It was a scalding of all scaldings. And
you could hurt yourself.
You couldn't wait to get to it, though. You couldn't wait to get to it.
I burned the top of my mouth like 4 times. I'd have like a...
You keep going, though.
Like a some degree burn in there.
And it was like...
You kept going back for
the
more.
The amount of time it took, and it was just, there was a cherry,
That was the one I liked.
It was like a cherry.
Yes, the cherry dessert.
And the cherry dessert was very good.
With crust on it.
Crust on it, yes. Anything else from the text line, Jake?
Somebody says the Salisbury steak was good, but the mashed potatoes sucked.
No, I disagree.
I disagree.
That's
hard.
BWD on YouTube.
Hard
pushback. Hard pushback on that. Anything from Wet Blanket?
I didn't see Wet Blanket. Doug says, right on, Sip. Salisbury steak was where it was at. I think roast beef with the potatoes had just corn.
Okay.
Just corn, like probably.
There was more to it.
There was a lot of mixed vegetables, but it was Swanson's. Swanson's. That's all you had. There was no other brand. There's Banquet, I guess, also, but Swanson, that was the elite. That was the elite brand.
It was
better
good.
Times.
I don't know. Here's a question for you, Bill. Jake, I don't think you've done a lot of this. I don't think right now, if I had a TV dinner, it would be enough food. That it was good for a kid.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't very much.
No.
No, it wasn't.
You might need two.
Oh, you could eat like.
You might need two.
No, you could eat four pretty easily. You could eat four of those dinners.
Four TV dinners.
Like if you put a TV dinner in front of me now for dinner, I'd be like, this is gonna be enough.
That's would not be enough. Right? That's where the Hungry Man came in.
Oh, okay.
That's where the Hungry Man came in. Swanson was on top. They all say, "Hey guys, hang on now. Let's go for those guys who are out there working some construction."
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. We had some
Meal Monday.
You were at Matt Rule's availability on Saturday. Is that right, Sip?
Yes, Jake.
He's supposed to meet you.
Saturday at 10 a.m. is an extensive, I'd say, I'm going to say 30-plus minutes. I think you felt like that, judging by the rundown, you felt the highlight was...
Was there an opening statement?
Yeah, he did have... I got my notes, Bill. Yeah,
good.
I have audio, by the way.
He wished Coach Cook the best.
Mm-hmm.
He welcomed Danny Busboom Kelly, and then he took questions. So this was at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Matt, this is what Jake wrote. He addressed the media, confirming the spring game as we know it is dead. True. And an update on the special teams coordinator. Why don't you play the spring game?
Okay.
Yeah, look at it. Jake's got it.
Here's Matt Rule on the spring game from Saturday.
Said the other day that April 26th, there will be something here. Are you able to say at this point whether or not there will be any form of scrimmage that day?
Yeah, I don't know that yet, but I'll be honest with you, I highly doubt it. And I think it's really fundamentally, I hate to say it like this, it's really because, last year we were one of the more televised spring games, and I dealt with a lot of people offering our players a lot of opportunities after that. So to go out and bring in a bunch of new players and then showcase them for all the other schools to watch, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. The word tampering doesn't exist anymore. It's just absolute free, open, common market. And so I don't necessarily want to open up to the outside world. I don't want these guys all being able to watch our guys and say, wow, he looks like a pretty good player. Let's go get him. So... but I don't know yet. I don't know anything. I thought it was important that, we at least started to broach that subject of it not being televised. Yet at the same time, I do want to show off our players in some way. So what exactly it'll be yet? I have not worried about anything other than recruiting right now, both the portal and into the 26th class. So now I have to kind of turn my attention to all those things.
His roster size and injuries.
Just Matt Rule on on the spot. A lot to take in there.
That was an amazing quote. It's like the Home Shopping Network now. That's what it's like. You show your spring game, it's like the Home Shopping Network. Oh, I like that guy. How much is that? Let's get him on the phone. Or get somebody on the phone. I apologize to somebody who last week, I don't even remember who it was, said to me, they shouldn't have the spring game because exactly that. It just... put your players out there. And I was like, that's not a reason. And then, of course, Rule said exactly that. So whoever I said that, whoever I poo-pooed that to last week, I'm sorry, because Rule laid it out. And then that quote about, we always do it on this show too, like tampering, it's kind of a, it's become so pervasive that it doesn't even matter anymore.
You'd have a really hard time having tampering stick as a accusation. The NCAA is like, I really don't see that. We're not dealing with it.
People just tamper.
Tampering is this. Tampering is that your knee pads have to cover your knees. It's like no one's, they are. It's written in there, but no one's going to, we're not going to be a sheriff to this.
I'm so glad. And I'm glad that Rule voices that stuff and puts it out there so people understand how ridiculous it's gotten. It sort of goes, Bill, with what you're saying about these coaches going to the NFL. Why would you want to deal with that sort of situation?
There's nobody watching the Super Bowl. If you're the Cardinals watching the Super Bowl, and it's like you'll watch who on the team, who will be the available free agents. But those that are under contract, you're not watching.
Right.
Because there's nothing you can do.
They're
under contract.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Right, this is a free open market, unlimited.
Where it's like there's several players that will be free agents after this game, so you'd pay attention to that. Let's pay attention. Also, you have every bit of film. It's not a huge deal, but you don't watch it as if, okay, when you watch the game on Sunday, they're all could be someplace next year. That's not true.
Next week.
Next when, yeah, yeah.
Could be somewhere next week. Tell me, please, somebody, Jake, anybody, explain to me why that's a healthy situation.
It doesn't seem very healthy to me.
I welcome anybody who's willing to say, Sip, this is the way it should be. No, it shouldn't be that way, and it's why coaches are jumping left and right. It's the fact.
Yep, like I said, we've said on the show 500 times, until you get a commissioner, somebody that's doing one thing for the sport, not just for your conference.
Who let it come to this?
Because no one else is going to fight. The Sankey's fighting. He has one job, SEC. Petiti, one job, Big Ten. I don't want to hear about all this other stuff. To have somebody to finally say, then also, until you get hard contracts. Like I said, there was a contract signed by the cornerback from Wisconsin that after the portal,
yes,
just left. He's at Miami now. He's like, what are you going to do? And no one's doing anything about it. He's like, no. So now that's come up, that the portal time also really means nothing. The portal time, when you can go in. He wasn't even in the portal.
No, you don't even have to go in the portal.
No, you have to go in the portal.
Just change school.
And he wasn't a grad transfer. That's the one way you can get around everything is being a grad transfer.
Sip, to answer your question, I guess, in one positive light, which I don't think is great for the sport, every day is interesting now.
Yeah,
is that one thing?
No, that's true.
Every day it brings something that you have no idea it's going to happen. So I guess that's one positive, if you like news.
Mm. But no, that's true.
I don't think it's healthy, though.
I mean, the Rocco Spindler news was interesting.
It was.
Sort of disturbing, but a guard. You know, he's going to make $12,000 a game. That's what we're talking about. He's going to make $12,000 a game. Mm. That's pretty good. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
It's the other thing about this is interesting.
He's going to make a lot more than that.
Maybe more than that. Is it more than that?
12,000. He's getting 1.5. You think somewhere around that, right?
Yeah.
So let's do some math. Let's assume a bowl game. Let's go 13 games.
Okay, 13. Do the math.
Yeah, I think so we're going 1.5. Okay, hang on.
Yeah, just have fun with 1.5. Okay, if that's right or wrong, whatever.
I saw it on
He's going to make about $115,000 a game.
You're off $100,000. That's what I said. You were working off of numbers of $150,000, not 1.5. I'm like, I'm trying to crunch this in my head. And he's only a one-year guy. That concerns me. Have you seen my ACT score?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? I shouldn't be the one doing the math.
Before.
I'm going to change the subject.
If the numbers are right, if he's getting 1.5 mil, he's going to make about $115,000 a game.
He might not be getting 1.5, but it's in that neighborhood. Okay, now here's the thing. I thought about Bill yesterday. I was pondering this. Nebraska, guys like, and there's quotes on this from Rule. You don't have to get to this. But, you know, Singleton's coming back and Javon Wright's coming back. And there's a reason why there's a lot of guys come back. They're making money.
Yeah,
like it's no longer the conversation of, well, I got to go to the NFL and make some money. You don't have to go to the NFL to make money.
That will make football better. It's really going to make, if in basketball, there's always like, hey, who gets the best player? The one and duns. The one and duns aren't what's getting you to the championship. It's old. Get a bunch of 6-year guys that are pretty dang good sticking around. And so people stick around that way also. Like, and the NBA is really tough. There's just two rounds.
Right.
And only the first
round.
And
a lot of them now are Euros.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, whoa, hang on now. Mm-hmm. So it makes the product on the field better. But if you stay, it's not quite as good for a long time. That's why you see teams starting to gel. Probably the same thing with Nebraska. All of a sudden, the teams, also now they're playing better in basketball. Well, those guys, a lot of guys weren't here. Mm-hmm. They weren't here last year. They're finally just kind of figuring out how to play with Bryce Williams.
Oh, yeah. That could be a factor
in what's going on right now. It's like, so you don't come together right away. You saw the difference in Colorado from this year in football, from game 2 or 3 to game 8 or 9. It was way different. They played way better at the offensive line.
I want to add some perspective so you understand, Jake. I say this, this is not speculative. If you're on a 105 at Nebraska, you're making at least $100,000 a year. At least. I mean, that's the minimum. You're making, and it's actually more than that probably. but you're making at least $100,000. So why not stay? I mean, if you're, I guarantee you, Javon Wright's making more than $100,000 a year at Nebraska. I guarantee you, Singleton's making a lot more than that. So it's easier to stay. I mean, you're going to retain players easier now because you can pay them a lot of money.
Absolutely.
What was the comment from Matt Rhule? It's long on special teams coordinator.
Well, there was a good, okay, the comment, there's two. The first one was, have you hired one? And no, they're still interviewing special teams coordinators. The second one was the good one, if you have it. And it was, you talked about an overhaul of the special teams. Remember after the win against Boston College, the press conference.
Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah, the Pinstripe Bowl. He was said, what's this overhaul look like, essentially?
Well, let's go with this.
In addition to the coordinator hire on special teams, what else this offseason is your focus in that area of the program?
In terms of coaching, you're saying, or?
In terms of special teams, like you mentioned at the bowl game, an overhaul of that part of the team. You, of course, got players from the portal in that area. But what are you hoping to accomplish in special teams before you get to August?
Yeah, I think, again, I'm always very protective of our players, but I'll be quite honest. I think even in the interviews, you know, I don't think anything we did wrong was wrong schematically last year. I think a lot of our problems stem at the snapper position. And once that happens, you're trying to compensate for things. And I love those guys, but it just was not a good year from that perspective. And so, you think about, scheme, you think about all these things, but really at the end of the day, it comes down to technique and fundamentals. And so when something at the very core is not right, then the elements all around it aren't right. And so, I would love to go from being, I look at special teams like you're either – net neutral where you're not winning or losing the game on it, or you're losing the game on it or winning it. And you think back to Wisconsin, which was a great game for us. We played really well on special teams. Opening kickoff, 60 yards. We made some plays on special teams, and all of a sudden it opened the game up. I don't think we can put any more time into it in terms of practice. I don't think we can put any more time in terms of meetings. I think our roster this year will be better than our roster last year. That's just the building of the program. And so I think you'll see some of that. But I think really this, whoever's going to lead it is a main focus. And then the decision, that we did to go out and get a punter and a snapper. And then obviously Aiden coming back should hopefully correct the problem that was there last year.
They went out and got a snapper from the portal. Now, the issue with this, and I wrote this on Sunday, long snapping wasn't the only issue. I mean, I got to think he understands that. Long snapping had nothing to do with Nebraska finishing in the 100s nationally in punt returns, right? The snapper has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with kickoff returns being in the 100s nationally. It has nothing to do with kickoff return defense being in the 100s nationally. It's long snapper was an issue, but it was far from the only issue.
We'll address more of that after the break. We're a little late here.
We're late.
We're late. Well, we got a long show.
We do.
Are you doing okay over there?
Dude, I'm hanging in there.
he needs his nap.
You haven't nodded off.
No, this is normal for us, right? About 8:05.
We're in trouble.
8:05 could be a lot going on. Well,
we got to keep each other going.
And also, I like to have some people text in, like, they should be at work, but instead of doing that, they're listening to the show.
Yeah, they're playing hooky.
They're still out in their car. In the parking lot.
Well, yes.
Instead of going in and clocking in.
Clocking in.
Or you're clocking in.
Who's
late.
Clocking in and just not doing anything for the first hour to listen to the
more
show?
Matt Rhule next. And the game show is next
song
also.
Song of the day.
No.
Song of the day.
Show.
That's what we've almost said. And we'll do roll call.
No.
And then mailbag.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.